When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so we were talking about the Mets last week. Got a little heated. And Joel Sherman wrote a story, and it was something that I said within my discussion that I had with Don. I understand building for the future.
Right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand how signing Jordan Montgomery to a five-year deal is not building for the future.
Unless they don't like him.
Oh, okay. That's a different story.
I don't know. I mean, there wouldn't be the only team. Nobody else is offering him anything.
Well, because he's probably aiming a little too high. He's going to have to come down. But even what Joel said, that they don't seem like they have any interest in any kind of pitcher like that. When to me, now, if they don't like him, then that's a different story. Severino's a one-year deal.
Right.
Manaea has an opt-out after 1 year, so if he has a good deal, a good year, he's out. And there's one other guy that's out, too. So you'd be starting with Hauser and Senga.
Right.
You have three spots to fill next year. So how is signing Jordan Montgomery to a five-year deal not dealing with the future?
Well, because, again, I have to then assume they don't think he's worth the money, and they don't like him. And it's not impossible. There are things not to like, Michael. He's a nice pitcher, but if he wants a five-year deal at a lot of money, just because Cohen's a billionaire doesn't mean he should overpay for something that he really doesn't like. They've got all these one-year deals, three to fill. But it's also giving an opportunity for a Hauser to maybe impress. Like he'll be given his, if everything works out well, he might get you 30 starts and say, wow, we found a gem here. Like the Yankees found Cortez, right? They gave Cortez an opportunity. I don't know how highly touted Cortez was. Next thing you know, he's actually pitching at a Cy Young level. These guys deserve opportunities. Now, I don't know if Hauser's going to do that. I don't know if Buto, if given the opportunity, we saw him a little bit last year, that some of these kids, I understand Peterson, they know what they have in Peterson. And Lucchese, they know what they have in him. And Tylor McGill. But there's other guys in the system that are going to be given an opportunity. If they don't work out, all right, now we got to go out and get free agents. But maybe they do work out and we get real affordable pitchers that we can now use in the future. I mean, I think the thing that you're missing is, Michael, is that by going out and getting these free agents that could help you fill holes right now, you're clogging some of the younger guys to maybe go out there and show you something. They need to be able to show you something.
Yeah, but okay, so if that's the case, this year is...
I don't know that.
Kind of just a crapshoot.
But I don't.
More than a crapshoot.
It's going to be a crapshoot, but I think they look at it and say we could have Alonso who's motivated to rake. We've got Lindor.
Well, the offense, I think, is fine.
I think their starting staff can hit. And maybe Beatty
finds it. And then you have Senga for April.
Right. And I don't think they knew that at the time. Or if they did, they figured, we've got some pitchers, and if we hang in this thing, maybe we can make a deal at the deadline. Or maybe Montgomery comes down in his price and now becomes something that might attract them. Maybe he won't want 5 years. Maybe he'll come down to 3 years rather than not pitch. I don't know, Michael, but I see the plan. If they don't like Montgomery and sign him the 5 years because they want to keep something presentable this year, then you have another 4 years of a pitcher that maybe you're not in love with. I don't think they're being cheap. I just think they're looking at it and saying, I think we could do better in the free agent market next year. We're not in love with him. I think he might be able to come down. I think they're prepared to have Vientos be their designated hitter. But maybe J.D. Martinez's number comes down enough where they'll say, okay, we'll sign him to a one-year deal like the Dodgers did last year, and we have our DH, and then we're free to do whatever we want to do at the end of 2024. I do think one of the most overrated things is that they can't compete this year. I think they can compete. You had a Diamondbacks team that won 84 games last year go to the World Series. You're telling me the Mets can't be in a position to maybe win 84, 85 games and at least make September interesting? You're telling me that's completely off the table.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't think they have enough starting pitching, and I don't like their bullpen.
Well, their bullpen should be better than last year.
Well, their bullpen has a great closer, but I mean, leading up to him, There's no established arms, really.
No, but sometimes you do find guys that actually pitch better than you expect.
And that's been one of his strengths. David Stearns has built a good bullpen in Milwaukee.
No, I will agree with you. That's not like a game plan moving forward. But for this year, if what's supposed to be taking a knee season ends up being a season in which they go into September two or three games out of a wild card spot and playing meaningful games, and Alonso's on his way to hitting possibly, you know, 50 plus home runs, and Lindor's having a great year, and Alvarez turns out to be the best offensive catcher in the game, there's a lot of things that could make this season fun with zero expectations. And then if they are a team that actually maybe finishes above 500 and has a fun year, doesn't make the playoffs, then you go into next offseason going to spend and fill all those holes, and then it could be really fun and exciting and all the things that are happening here. I mean, Lee, that's the plan. Will it work? I don't know, but I understand where they're coming
from. But it is interesting. So they don't want to spend this year, but you have them spending like a drunken sailor next year, getting Soto, getting Alonso, getting Max Fried, getting all the... payroll's going to be at $350 million again.
I don't know. But
so are they building slow build?
But you're also looking at it as none of these kids work out, that they're going to have to find a third baseman. They're going to have to find three starting pitchers. They're going to have to find two guys out of the bullpen. Maybe one of these young kids in the starting rotation sticks. And then you don't need three guys out of the rotation. Maybe you only need one. You know, Senga's going to come back, and if he ends up being what he was last year, bang, that's your ace. Quintana can't maybe be a great number two? It's possible. Obviously, when they got him, they thought that he was going to be a contributor to a team that was going to compete for a championship, right? It's not impossible to think that these things can happen. Maybe Vientos finds it the way Alvarez found it last year.
Listen, I don't even mind what they're doing with the position players. I just think they're coming in really short on starting pitching in the bullpen. That's my opinion. I could be wrong.
So Jordan Montgomery solves all of that?
No, he's your number three.
All right. But
he's your number three for 5 years. Those are hard. Those pitchers are hard to find.
But again, I don't know how they feel about him.
That stops your argument right there.
I know.
If they don't like him, then that's okay. So, but if they're only thinking about the future, you can still sign Jordan Montgomery for the future.
Well, if you like him.
You better the team
now. You make a case. If they like him and they believe they could do better, or they just don't want to do it this year, they want to wait till next year, then I think you have an argument. But if they're like, I'm sorry, I like Jordan Montgomery, but I don't see a 5 years, that how much is he asking for?
Nobody knows. That's been kept quiet. And, you know, he's had a Zoom meeting of late with Boston. I mean, we're complaining about the Mets here. Boston's an embarrassment, what they're doing.
Okay.
They won't spend any money whatsoever. Right. And they're trying to build their farm system. So I don't even know why they fired Hein Bloom. That's what Hein Bloom was doing.
I don't know either. So the Mets are certainly in a much better situation than Boston is. You know, so I get what they're doing, but if they don't like Jordan Montgomery, I don't know why you would have to pay him, give him a 5-year contract.
Then just assuming, knowing Jordan Montgomery, last year 10-11, 3.20. 3.20 is a pretty good ERA. Had a great run during the postseason. Mm-hmm. I've seen him since he was a kid. He's a solid starter. He's not great.
Right.
He's not a one or a two. He's probably a solid three. Well, if you could get him for like $25 million for 5 years.
But again, you don't know. You're making that up. What if it's 30?
Can't be 30.
I don't know.
It can't be. I mean, Snell wants 30.
I know. Well, Snell's crazy for wanting his 30.
But he's coming off of Cy Young, and he has two Cy Young.
But I think everybody knows that, you know, that's no panacea. We've seen what he's done after those Cy
Young. John Smoltz
talking about a guy that, you know, not even going to be able to give you 6 innings. So that's what you're paying for. You're paying for innings. Listen, Gerrit Cole is an amazing pitcher, Michael. But you wouldn't give Gerrit Cole the money you're paying him if he's leaving games after 5 1/3. You're paying him because he's going to give you 7. He's going to give you 8 on a good day. That is one of the pitchers you don't worry about a third time through in order. That's what you're paying for. So when you get Snell, I know he's going to be money through the first 5 innings, but what is he going to give me beyond that? If every time he starts, I've got to go 4 deep in my bullpen to be able to get through the game, is he really helping us?
You do have, I mean, since we didn't see every Padre game.
No.
And I did see a lot of his games with Tampa Bay. That's a team that doesn't let their pitchers go deep.
Right.
So maybe he's just been trained to the point that he can't. Maybe he can, but you look at his history, he doesn't pitch 6 innings to start. And that's a wear and tear on your bullpen. That's why I said it's going to be tough for them to get the money. I mean, if he turned down 6 years for $150 with the Yankees, I don't know if he's going to see that anywhere.
I don't even blame Snell, because I think most of these general managers would get Blake Snell and not want him to pitch more than 5 innings. Most pitchers, they don't want going more than three times.
If you're
going to
pay a guy $30 million, you want him.
But there's only a handful of guys. I think you could probably count them on one hand. Like you asked John about, is there anybody close to Cole? And he went a healthy DeGrom.
Right.
DeGrom, you're paying through the nose for because he's an elite pitcher. Cole's an elite pitcher. Well, really, where do you go beyond that? Like, who are the absolute
Verlander, if he's healthy.
They give you, and he's 40.
Right.
And he's not healthy. Like, so there's only a handful of guys, and yet the other guys that are on that second tier, because they win hard, they get Cy Young awards and all that, they want that kind of money. But you can't pay them that kind of money. They don't give you the
innings. You know who's a heck of a pitcher? Kevin Gausman.
Yes.
Of the Blue Jays.
But I wouldn't put him at the level.
He's a rung below.
I saw him when he's with the Giants. I mean, there's a lot of pitchers that are really good. But are you paying them north of 30 when these are guys you're itching to get out of a game once you get to the sixth?
I wonder if Yankee fans have changed their opinion of Cole.
If they don't, then
remember how they? I mean, they destroyed him.
Peter,
I haven't won a world. This guy is the best pitcher in baseball.
I think last year did a lot to quell that. A lot. The reason that they didn't make the playoffs.
Right. It shouldn't even have taken that last year, is what I'm saying.
I get it.
He's great.
But you know the overreactionary Yankee fan, he didn't look great in the Red Sox game in that wild card in 2020.
And then we find out later he was hurt, but he took the ball.
But I think Peter's right. It was last year, but even before then, he was great in the postseason the year before. That's not the reason they lost to the Astros. He was great. Now, listen, you could say, well, did you have to be great against the Guardians? But he was.
You bring someone in who's a huge name, huge money, expected to be great. He is great. They don't win. That doesn't do that much. You have another year, though, where you go out and win a Cy Young. You're clearly not a part of anything negative. I think this year he'll get his respect.
You know, but you know what really put it over the top last year? And again, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but just watching it, it almost was like almost DeGrom-esque. There was a lot of games where it's like, they're not giving him any support. Right? I mean, and the only difference is Cole didn't hit. Like, the Mets would lose 2-1 and DeGrom would have the one RBI. Like, it was that level. But there were times where you're like, God, Cole's not the reason we're losing this game. Cole's the reason we're in the game.
And the reason you kind of like Cole over DeGrom, because DeGrom gets hurt all the time. Cole has a repeatable delivery, knock on wood. Right. And he's a horse. Well, he takes the ball 32 times a year.
DeGrom's a couple years older than Garrett, too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a year.
Well, he's the same age as Kershaw. But Kershaw was you know, pitched a lot longer. DeGrom's kind of like Judge because he went to school.
Quick question. What school? I want to hear.
It was in Florida.
Come on. I know it was.
Florida Atlantic.
Nope.
Was it
Miami?
Stetson.
What was that?
Stetson?
Stetson.
Good job, Don. Look at you. Who are you, Dave Rothenberg?
I'm a cyborg. Remember from the caller yesterday?
Yeah, I forgot.
You're between two cyborgs.
And you then know Peter everything. Peter had to be Mr. Literal. I'm not between any.
Well, what would Michael have said?
Jacob DeGrom was born June 19th of 1988. So he'll be 36. 88.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And how old is Kershaw? I think he's the same age as Kershaw.
Yeah.
And Kershaw is like an old man.
I think Cole's 34.
But he'll be 37 on Saturday.
You'll never be over that, right?
53 on Sunday.
Bad guy.
Isn't that computer great? Look at him. He's typing away. Also, cyborg can also be pejorative because somebody off the air, Michael, called somebody a cyborg and it was not flattering.
Who was that?
I'm going to save you from yourself.
Zach Britton!
No, it was not Zach Britton, please.
Cole's 2 years younger. Born in 1990. 1-800.
That doesn't seem long ago, but it was a while ago.
34 years. He'll be 34 on September 8th.
We're old. Even Peter's starting to feel it now.
Jack Curry and I did the game on Sunday, Monday.
How is Jack?
He's the best.
Can you tell him I said hello?
He is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. I mean, I put him on the level of my sister. Somebody with an absence of malice. Wow. And then there's me. But... So George Lombard Jr. is the Yankee first round draft pick from last year, and he hits a home run on Sunday. And you know, born in 2005, made me throw up in my mouth. He's 18.
2005. Michael and I were 3 years into our run.
It's very.
I think it was 18 years old.
The show is older than him.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer it has.
2005. One of the highlights of 2005 was how Michael was destroyed by Yankee fans because he picked the Angels to beat the Yankees in 2005. And
was I right?
End up being right. Yeah. How could you pick against the Yankees?
I would never expect to hear
Yankee
that from
boy.
This space.
Been a Yankee fan since 2005.
You had a 2005.
I've been a Yankee fan since yesterday.
Let's go to Oscar and Somers. What's up, Oscar?
I've been a Yankee fan since 1925. No, I'm just kidding, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, Oscar?
He's in Somers?
Good.
Yeah.
That wasn't just your pronunciation of the drug Somers.
No, he's Somers.
That's where he is.
That was pronounced correctly.
What drug? Somers.
I never heard of it.
A Soma? Never heard of Soma.
No, what is that?
Somas are like painkillers.
Oh.
But how would you say it?
Soma.
You're missing the joke. Anyways,
no, I get it. You want me to put an ER?
That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But if you take too many of them, you'll be in the ER. All right, go ahead, Oscar.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sure. So, question.
Wait, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, by the way, did you say that your name was Oscar?
Yeah.
Correct.
You know what that means, right?
What?
They called it the Oscar Gamble.
Go ahead, Oscar, please.
Thank you so much. So, two questions, really quick. Whatever happened to the Real American Drop? Haven't heard that in like 17 years.
Wait, what's the Real American Drop? Oh, just playing the Narcomania. When Michael's Narcomania. Oh, sorry. Yeah, true.
Been a minute. Maybe. Find it. Yeah. So
he hasn't been Narcan, I guess.
True. Okay. So then, my second point was, I would love your thoughts on the NFLPA report card that just was released today. Would love to get your thoughts on that.
Well, here's my thought. I'm glad you asked, Oscar.
The Jets were, I think,
17th. But I think it's a bunch of whiny players that, you know, some don't like the dietitian, some don't like the food. You know what the two-time Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, where they were on the list?
Two-time.
Yeah, two times in a row.
Go.
They were 31st. Get over yourselves.
Hold on. Well, those things are not mutually exclusive.
Well, but you can't judge how players think about an organization, specific parts of an organization, say whether they're good or bad.
Right, but an organization could be really good on the field and still do lots of other stuff really badly.
Yeah, but as long as you win, what's the difference?
Well,
I mean, you look at the Patriots. Robert Kraft got an F- as an owner. He's supposed to be like the best. Bill Belichick got a B as a coach, so I guess it wasn't all Bill Belichick's fault.
What were all the different categories?
I mean, strength and conditioning, weight room.
Here we go.
No, break it down, Don, to a fine powder.
It was sent to us by the great Anthony Pusick earlier.
He sends so much, though. He's so talented.
He does send a lot, so I've got to
sift through
this. You keep
sending it, baby. I love that you send it.
Rich Zemini originally reported
it. Thanks,
Michael. So there's treatment of families.
That's important for players.
And I would think so.
And the Jets got a D-, which ranked them 25th. Treatment of families.
That should mean that someone's child has been punched by a coach on the Jets staff.
Yeah.
For a D-.
But to Michael's point, these players all might want their family in a suite, and when they're not, they're going to say that it's bad.
Let's look at the Mets, right? Do you know that when Buck Showalter took over, he had them quadruple the size of the family room, built the whole family room so all the families would be taken care of? He got fired. So, I mean, what does it all mean?
Keep going.
All right. I don't want to just give the grades for the Jets.
By the way, if you were playing your Buck Showalter drinking game, everyone should be taking a shot right now. We talked about coaching and management. Buck has to be discussed.
All right.
If you don't want to work with me, just say it.
Okay. If I'm going to give the, because I want to get the Giants up here too. Okay. So, Giants. So the first one is treatment of families. The Jets got a D-. The Giants got a C.
Okay.
Food/cafeteria. The Jets got a C-, Giants got a B.
I love the Jets cafeteria at Florham Park.
It seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, think about what we're comparing it to, Michael.
Nutritionist, dietitian.
Okay.
The Jets got a B+, the Giants a C+.
Okay.
Locker room, Jets C-, Giants C+.
Well,
the locker room's in the same building.
But that's, I'm assuming they're talking about the practice facility. Training room, Jets C-, Giants B.
The great Ronnie Barnes.
Weight room, Jets B-, Giants B. I'm sorry, the training staff, Jets C, Giants B. Giants A-.
A-. Shout out to the training staff.
Strength coaches, Jets B-, Giants B+. Team travel.
It means the plane that they're on.
Jets got a C, Giants got a B+.
Not a lot of people know. You know, the Jets, they fly Frontier Airlines.
How about this?
Spirit. They're
only Spirit. Only Spirit.
Head coach.
Oh.
Jets, B. But where do you think B ranked in the league?
I would think highly.
No, you'd be wrong. 24th.
Really?
So I guess everybody says they love the coach. Giants head coach got an A-. It was ranked 13th. So I guess everybody was given A's.
You want to know what kind of babies they are, though? So one specific criticism that the Chiefs players had was that they had stools instead of actual chairs in their locker room.
Who wants to sit in their own stool?
And the team did switch the chairs according to the NFLPA. This is what they complain about.
Yeah, they're whiny. They're a little whiny.
That's small, but that would be annoying to not have a chair.
There's still one big one. There's one more.
All right.
Ownership. What do you think the Jets got?
C-.
Peter?
I think the Jets got a B.
A B-, which ranks 20th out of 32 teams. Giants ownership, what do you think they got?
B-.
B-plus.
B-plus is correct. That's ranked 14th.
You know, I knew it was going to be B-plus from the way Don was about to say. What I saw Don purse his lips. I sensed B-plus. I mean, whatever. Maybe the players are all babies. Maybe some of this stuff is valid. Again, it's very hard for us to judge from the outside. All of it seems quite lovely from our vantage
point. So the way it was broken down by with the Giants, their C for treatment of families. They are one of 12 teams that do not provide a family room during games. They provide daycare on game day, which is a positive.
Well, wait a minute. They don't have a family room.
Right.
During games, mm-hmm. But they provide daycare.
Yes.
So they must be in a room.
Well, so they have a place that you can send your kids.
Yeah, but do you think the family wants to sit like on little like baby chairs and hang around with the boys?
I'm sure that the family watches the mother, father, wife, they watch the game and they drop the kids off in the
family
room.
Right, so they're probably given seats in the stadium to watch the game and the kids are put in daycare. I guess what they want is like a room where the family could watch, but now they're watching on television. So with that, I don't know.
But
they're not getting sweets. I can tell you that.
My point is, even with bad stools, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right.
This isn't about is your team performing well.
But I get
it's about
it,
do players want to be there.
But I would only worry if my team didn't perform well. I don't care if you gave me all Fs. You win, I'm good.
No, this is more for players than teams worrying about
it.
Yeah,
but when players are complaining about stuff, that obviously doesn't impact how they play. So the Chiefs are 31st. They've won two straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So the evaluation of Dable.
Like Table.
Was A-, which was 13th. 100% of players feel head coach Brian Dable is effective efficient with their time. That's first overall.
Wink Martindale did not get a vote in this.
The players feel that Brian Dable is very willing to listen to the locker room. That finished 13th overall. Ownership. Club owner John Mara receives a rating of 8.8 out of 10 from Giants players when considering his willingness to invest in the facilities, which is ranked 14th. Again, that's all subject. Like, what do you want? Like a golden toilet?
How many players do you think actually participated? To say what percentage of players participate?
I think they all did.
I think they probably all had to vote. Yeah. Now, whether they put any time...
It was put together by the union.
Oh, so yeah, I guess they sent it out to everybody.
So that's the answer. That's what they voted on.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the owners answer back, get over it. 1-800-919-3776. Sure. Peter, why don't you... tell us about a car that you're high on.
Oh, sure, I will. Hey, New York, it's Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island's Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month, zero down. All during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UV based on 2023 IIHS's compact SUV segment latest available competitive information. Quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds. Most powerful based on 288 horsepower. Best handling based on 0.9 max G's skid pad vehicle dynamics rating. A weight distribution of 52-48 and car and driver dynamics testing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
So how about this about the Cincinnati Bengals? We're talking about the survey. It's pretty funny. The Cincinnati Bengals, who were criticized following last year's survey for not providing players three meals a day, made a very slight change to that policy. Now they offer three meals at the facility, but only on Wednesdays.
I don't get it.
Well, they're cheap. The Brown family's cheap.
Three meals a day? Well, let me ask the player. You need three meals a day every day?
Well, if they get there early and they burn the midnight oil and they were studying.
So.
Well, what other jobs though, provide like three meals? Again, three, spoiled.
Now I have to say.
And also, you're making like, a lot of them are making like $10 million. You can get Uber Eats.
I mean, it is funny though. So they need to provide dinner for the three people who stick around in the quarterback's room. Yeah. Like, you can't just order food.
Yep.
Oh my God. I'll tell you what, they earn it. They work really hard. It is a charmed life though. Did you see the quotes? We may have it in ENN, but did you see the quotes from Damian Lillard about life in Milwaukee?
Yeah. You asked to be traded, Dame.
Yeah, and everyone was just saying, though, he obviously was thinking it would be Miami. But my question is, Dame is still married with children.
No, he got divorced.
They broke up right away, I forgot. Yeah.
So that's why it's tough. He said he goes home every day and plays video games.
By the way, you know what? Bad job at a Dame. He could find some lovely Midwestern gals out in Milwaukee.
Yeah, look, the other day, A-Rodge, who was like as famous as they come, he was in Milwaukee. He liked Milwaukee.
The Midwest farmer's daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I think A-Rodge was dating the owner's daughter.
What do you say?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Lazary's daughter?
One of the, the owner of the majority, the daughter of the majority owner, I believe.
Listen, I know Milwaukee's not South Beach, but I'm sure Dame...
Milwaukee's great.
Dame could find a good time.
I had great dates in Milwaukee way back in the day.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear about some.
No, I don't think so. Anthony in the car. Anthony?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. You?
Great. Two quick points. Michael, this is the first day I get to see you with the beard.
Beautiful, right?
The makings of the beard.
Yep.
It makes you look like the last couple of episodes of The Sopranos when Uncle June is sitting in the corner in the wheelchair.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's rough, man.
That is
Ant, that's rough, you know? What are you going to do?
That is...
But you know what? I lost a bet.
They call that point guard.
I lost a bet, so I'm not supposed to look good. This is the whole purpose of this.
That's right.
I cannot believe that was so specific.
Thanks, Ant.
Wow. And the moment is so sad when you see Uncle June...
I think we should post that, Anthony, if you can find
see Uncle June look up and
he goes, and Tony goes, you ran North Jersey.
Oh my God.
Well, no. I've got that to fall back on. I ran North Jersey at one point.
That is so
And also, can I please just hear Don's wide again, please?
Do you guys have that available from yesterday?
Even Kimball was this morning at kickboxing thought that was hilarious.
Oh, it was so dying. Good. It's so
fantastic. Oh, you mean when you ran out of breath? These guys
are beautiful.
You're all animals. Beautiful. Anthony, you're an animal. You really are.
You have it over there, Tom?
Of course he does.
Can you give it to us? Don's shot was widely yesterday. And unlike Michael, Don accepts it. He doesn't mind. He doesn't fight it.
What do I fight?
We have times we get a little nervous about a bad Yankee flub. Don will give me a look like, you sure you want to play that?
Don't be nervous. Don't worry about it. I'll get you back on my own way.
You always do?
Yeah. I hold grudges and I get laminated lists. Do me wrong. I'll get you back.
I know. We've seen it a million times.
Let's go to Dave in the car. Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on the show. Love the show.
Thanks.
I have a question. I saw that the Hardeman guy who the Jets cut went back to the Chiefs and scored a touchdown.
That's right.
He made a comment. Yeah, he made a comment, and now they're saying it might be tampering. I don't know how to put this question, but let me just ask you this. In sports,
right,
has there ever been any tampering that is basically sent a player of such a level of talent to another organization where they went to the playoffs, went to the Super Bowl, or just made that organization better? It just seems like the tampering conversation in all sports, like, it's almost like insider trading. It's illegal, right? But you know that it's going on. How much hurt does it do on the sport?
But Anthony, but Dave, it's not the amount of hurt. You just said, people speed all the time on highways. The ones that get caught are going to get tickets. Right. So if you get caught tampering, you're going to get fined. You're going to have to pay a big fine. So whether or not it impacts it, I'll tell you what, he said, get me out of here to Kansas City. They did, and they won a Super Bowl, and he caught the touchdown in overtime. So did that impact the game? I guess in a little way it did.
Now, we don't know that there was tampering, that the general manager in Kansas City said, okay, and I'll get you out of the contract, come play me, or play for me. We don't know that happened. Even if he reached out to Kansas City, doesn't mean that they answered the call or did anything about it until the opportunity presented itself. I don't know if they can prove it. But I guess, to the caller's point, what are you going to do to Kansas City? They already won the Super Bowl.
Hit the post by the backhand. That one was.
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's you, Michael.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You know who he is? Michael, now in the last couple of days, we've learned he's a mix of Tony's mom and Tony's uncle.
So I'm in the Soprano family.
You really are.
Let's go to Bill in New Jersey. Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hi. I got two quick things here for you. One is, would you?
Okay.
Would you, right now, walk into a state prison and do 5 years hard time if you could walk out being 20 years old knowing what you know now?
I would say no, I wouldn't do that, because I don't think I'd survive 5 years of hard time at this age.
Yeah, because you're talking, you're in Gen Pop, right? So anything can happen. No, I don't know if I'd be able to survive.
And you know I love life, Bill. I don't know if I could. I don't think I could.
Now, if you're telling me solitary confinement, that I will survive, like nothing will happen to me. But I would just wonder, 5 years, is it possible a lot of really bad things can happen to me? Sure, why not, right?
And what was your other one, Bill?
Okay, I just wanted to ask Peter, isn't it better that Michael is completely genuine when you were the vape ape? Well, he was just telling you exactly how he feels, rather than give you some fake sympathy.
Ah, you know what? What a great point by you, Bill. Because a lot of these guys that listened to him,
no,
they were fake.
But why? No, I think I take the fake sympathy.
But why are there only two options?
Yeah, what about real sympathy? Well, what if you could have done that?
So what you're saying is that Michael didn't care. That's what we're criticizing him for. Because the alternative for somebody not caring is to feign interest
I
and fake.
Care.
Yeah, but what
I
about just care?
To an extent.
The extent was...
Tell me once, that's all I want to hear.
You put the show ahead of Peter.
And real quick, now let's just be realistic, because you made clear yesterday how much you prefer Mike Breen to me. So if, God forbid, years ago, Breen had gone through trouble with his wonderful wife, mm-hmm. and they decided to part ways,
right.
and he was broken about it, you'd go, all right, Mike, you're getting one lunch. After that, I don't want to hear about it again. Or is it different because you've been childhood friends? And he goes,
it's a great question. That's why you're good at this. I think I'd give him, my ear for that one lunch, and then I wouldn't entertain it anymore.
So the next week he calls, Wednesday comes around, he goes, oh man, I really look forward to our Wednesday lunches.
Yeah, Mike,
lunches.
I gotta go. I got a meeting, I got a Zoom right now.
Well, it's 10 years. What is Zoom?
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't even know what the technology is.
Right. Let's go to Gabriel in the car. Gabriel.
Hey, I just had a quick would you rather for you today. I was thinking about it.
Okay.
As the best radio show in New York, would you rather suffer through a dreadful to mediocre at best Jets season, or and they don't make the playoffs, or a dreadful mediocre at best
Yankee season and they don't make the playoffs.
I feel like we've been getting both.
Well, I mean, if you're asking me, I'd rather suffer through the Jets season because I'd doubly suffer if it was the Jets and the Yankees, which we did last year. No, but I don't know how Don and Peter would feel. I think as a radio show, it's better if the Yankees did it.
But the fandom away.
Right.
It would be much better for us if the Yankees were horrible. Because I think the shows would be popping. Jets being horrible, we've lived through that.
It's so boring.
And it's once a week. But if you're talking about every day, a Yankee team expected to win the World Series, and let's say all of a sudden this year they lost 100 games.
No, that would be entertaining.
But listen, I would feel for the Yankee fans for sure, but
it would make for good shows.
It would make for unbelievable radio, right?
That's the thing. The bad Jet season, it means we only hear from Ira. It's just not the same thing. I think you have to go bad Yankee season, unfortunately.
Mike in Hoboken. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thanks,
Mike.
First up, I just want to give a shout to Anthony. I know a lot of people think that Anthony's just the guy screening the calls. I'm a loyalist Chicago alum. Went to first game at Fordham a couple weeks ago, and Anthony was super helpful with some recommendations up on Arthur Avenue. So I just want to give Anthony a shout.
He's a gem, isn't he, Mike?
Nice guy.
Yeah, and that is... And, Mike, you have not undersold it at all. That is a fantastic venue for a college basketball game.
By the way, I don't want to ruin your thoughts of Anthony, but I don't know if you know, I've heard him say some of the worst things about Sister Jean that you could imagine.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Yeah,
unbelievable stuff that he says about her.
Well, Loyola won that day, and we'll see you guys in the A-10 tournament. So I just want to call Michael out real quick for a Would You Wednesday, and I'm not sure if this came up. You asked a question to Don and Peter. It was the hypothetical sister-in-law question a couple weeks ago.
That was
put
tough.
Those guys on the spot.
Really
now,
tough.
The question, Michael, does Jody have a sister?
No, only child.
But that's bad guy.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
On the spot where you have no skin in the game.
Yeah, it makes me a really smart guy. There's no skin in the game. I don't bleed.
No, a real bad guy. Ian Bagley reporting. Jalen Brunson is questionable for tomorrow's game versus Golden State due to neck spasms, per Knicks. Isaiah Hartenstein is not on the injury report, which means he should be available to play versus GSW.
Can I say something?
Loss.
If Jalen doesn't play, go ahead and give Hartenstein the night, too.
You know, that's not a bad point.
I would go ahead and relax everybody if Jalen's not playing against Golden State.
I'm going to suggest this to Breen. See if you agree. Hartenstein, whenever he takes a shot, it should be a shot, like a Stein, a shot.
A shot?
Yeah.
No, I really hope you won't say that. It could end the friendship.
You know how disrespectful that is? The guy's in the Hall of Fame. You're making suggestions and work a gimmick. Yeah. Like he's a child.
Like to Don, like when you did to Don.
Yeah, because he had no respect for me.
I have total respect for you.
Even after this?
Hit the post, but the backhand.
I'm the one who supports him. You know how hard...
Let me tell you what. That deserves respect.
Let me tell you what. I'm a tremendous broadcaster. Mm-hmm. I could not do a hockey game.
You don't need to. I couldn't
do it.
Listen, why... Don can handle... He's a big boy.
No, but you keep doing it. You keep jabbing him with a shiv.
He doesn't care. What?
You care. Admit it.
It's getting to the point where it's Kara Jace.
I'm not going to back... It's only day two of a great draw. This is going to be in the tournament. This is going to be a high seed. People are talking about this draw.
It shouldn't be a high seed because he didn't do it on the show.
Did you guys dig around, by the way, yesterday and find any of Michael's flubs from last year?
I don't think they had the
motivation. I didn't find any, no.
Oh, you know what? You know what it tells me, Don? Phone calls get made when Michael drops from baseball happen, and they disappear.
You know what?
Magically, they disappear.
I really should come over the top of you. I don't care what you play. I got the job. I don't care if I make a mistake.
We had nothing from last
year. You know the system. You know the system we've
I know. It's very hard
how
to
many,
find.
How many things labeled K do you think are in the system?
I know. And what will we... No one remembers one... Someone tweeted me an article that there was one you got mad about last year.
Yeah, and it gave me, it was the Stanton one where you got
hurt.
But
that was just a home run that came back, right?
Right, and I said, there it goes. And
yeah, that wasn't a good
one. Well, that's a bad mistake.
No, it wasn't. I understand.
I'm my own worst critic. You can play whatever clown stuff you want. You don't bother me.
Nobody bothers me.
You don't think that Don is...
Nobody bothers me.
You don't think that Don is annoyed by that mistake?
No, he's a little
bit annoyed for why it happened. Like, it wasn't...
Right, but he's pouring, like, Morton salt.
Because
I
don't want to have to sit there and explain why it happened every single time. So people are going to think that I had a stroke.
Right.
But I have plenty of stroke drops.
I just...
But you know what the difference is between Don and you?
a lot. He's a good guy.
Exactly. He knows what's good for the show. And he knows that even though it's making him blush a tad, it's so entertaining.
That's not blushing.
Plus, I was sitting down when I called it. I usually stand. And the breath was just not there for the extra shot that I wasn't prepared for.
So you're the Pat McAfee of hockey play-by-play. You stand all the time. Interesting.
Really? Tank top? You guys noticed the McAfee tank top's done.
Well, it's not summer.
No, he retired from tank tops. No. It used to not matter what season it was.
I think he'll go back.
Well, the summer, all those interviews with Rogers weren't in the summer.
No, they're inside.
And they're inside.
Yeah, it's different cooling system.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's retired.
Dom, why don't you introduce yourself and talk about Mazda?
Well, in 2024, you get more at Ramsey Mazda. More selection and more savings. For a limited time, they'll waive the first lease payment. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-30, just $189 a month, and now get the first lease payment on them. At Ramsey Mazda, Route 17, north in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. FIN RM636808. MSRP 26475 and 22924.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point's gone.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass. Here is a moment. We're at the combine. All the general managers are speaking. Then why can't you just be honest? Well, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. They have to be hell-bent on the playoffs. Wouldn't you as a Jet fan feel good if your general manager said, we're hell-bent on making the playoffs. We must make the playoffs. The edict in the building is we are going to make the playoffs. Maybe it doesn't mean anything, but wouldn't that make you feel good to say at least he's thinking the same way we're thinking?
Is that your second one of the week?
That's my second.
So either I win the next 2 days or I'm out.
And I'm not even to bother.
Kind of like Don's chances tomorrow.
Well, yeah. You'd have to win the next two and then we're tied because a listener got yesterday.
Yeah, that's not good for me.
Don's in good shape tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Don's going to win again tomorrow. Yeah. Let's go to Patty in Tom's River. Patty.
Patty. Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Well, this has nothing to do with what you've been talking about probably, but I just wanted to say something to Michael. I think you look great with that beard.
Thank you, Patty.
If you saw it in person.
And I've been watching you for years with my husband, and I came home from work, and the show was on, and I saw the beard, and I'm like, wow, he looks really hot with that beard. Mm. So I don't know why everybody's making fun of you. You're a nice-looking man to begin with, and the beard makes you look great.
You're the best, Patty.
So I just wanted to go on record, okay, and give you a little support.
You know what? Can I be honest with you? I love you. Thank you.
Aw.
Oh, you're welcome. You're Thank a good you. Man. You shouldn't put yourself down so much.
Yeah, you know what? I really should look into that. I hate myself.
See, Don, I mentioned her earlier, didn't I? Didn't I?
This specific person?
Her type, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
The sycophant woman who just calls up no matter what they've heard today.
Could it be that maybe women think I'm attractive?
No, it can't be that. So
it's off the table.
So on a day in which he's proven himself to be a bad guy repeatedly, all she hears is like these, I don't know what she hears, that at the end of the day, she goes, I don't like how people beat you up. You're so handsome. You're so great. What did she hear today, Don, that made
I
her feel that way?
Proven myself to be a bad guy because I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't want to hear your problems.
But that was just one of the several bad things you said.
Let's go to Rich in Forest Hills. Rich?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Quick would you rather for Michael. For 2024 only, would you rather see Florida make an historic run through the A-10 tournament than win the NCAA National Championship?
Wow.
Or the Yankees beat the Dodgers in Game 7 of the World Series?
Boy.
Come on, Michael. That's an easy answer. It's an easy answer.
I think I got to go with the Yankees because that's how I make
so
my living.
Lame.
Wait, but he said Fordham go where?
Win the NCAA.
Win oh, the whole thing? Oh, yeah. You got to go Fordham.
Come on. You got to go yourself. Fordham. You've called yeah, you know what? You would call Game 7. They'd have you sitting on the sidelines doing like an obnoxious post game till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, by the
I'm
way,
telling you.
He's you're playing politics.
No, yeah, no, yeah, I think I would go Yankees.
Come on, you've seen Yankee championships. Fordham making a miracle run.
Winning it all?
Would be tremendous. Oh, it really would.
Where is the Final Four this year?
We'd be going if that was the case.
Where is the Final Four, Ant?
I'll look it up.
Aren't you sick, Anthony?
New Orleans
that answer makes you sick,
it's New Orleans
it?
Or Minneapolis or, you know, some fecocked place they do
what
the
if,
Final
what
Four.
What if you...
Houston.
You would lose 10 years
Phoenix.
Off your life.
Phoenix.
Or Ramapo would win the national championship.
Well, it's a national championship. It's a Division III championship. I'm good.
And
I enjoyed my
years
time
off,
there.
It takes years off your life. That's strong.
The only basketball games I've attended were the ones that I called at school.
Yeah, but you know what? How much easier this show would be for me if the Yankees won a World Series again where I would... 2009!
I hear you.
He said... Cashman said championships.
Yeah, exactly. They won't be happy 3 days later. So,
Mike in Old Bridge. Mike.
What's going on? Hey. Pleasure to talk to you guys.
What's going on?
I just want to say you guys are the perfect mix. All right? So the heat that Peter gets, I don't get it. He's my generation. And then from Don being a tough guy, and then Michael just being the New York guy that he is, you guys just make our rides home so much better.
Thank you, Mike.
Guys so much.
Thank you, sir.
And just the way you guys work together, man, it's perfect. Don't ever mess it up. All right? Whoever deserves a raise, you all deserve raises. All right?
Wow.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Mike.
That's it?
That was very nice.
And thank you for listening. Let's go to Michael in New Jersey. Michael.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Don, it's Mike Snell, man. How are you?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good. Real quick, I got two quick points. My mom believes we're related to Blake Snell, so I don't know if we are, but I hope the Yankees sign him at whatever cost. It'd be great. But I want to know, get your guys' take on the Pelicans clowning Stephen A. Smith this week, and if it's a new era we're entering in where these teams kind of clap back to any of you guys who criticize
You know what, Michael? I don't have a problem with it. I mean, Stephen A. questioned, the eating habits of Zion Williamson. He did it playfully, and I don't think that the Pelicans were extra nasty, and they clapped back. They were loud. They have a voice. They have social media.
I don't think
it's not
Stephen
like they got
mind.
Personal or anything. Yeah. You know what they did? They clowned him. Like they found his basketball statistics from Winston-Salem.
And the picture, too.
And the picture. So,
terrific.
Listen, it's not a one-way street here. If we're going to go with them, and they have the ability to go with us, they have the right to go with us as long as it's not personal. And Stephen A's, although it was playful, was personal about Zion Williamson. He should stop throwing hamburgers down his throat. Something like that, he said.
Strong.
There's a nicer way to say it, but he got his point across.
Who's splashing around in mom's tub these days?
Well, it says Don LaGreca here for my friends at Bath Fitter, but it's my mom that's splashing around. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy. One expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful. It's a high-quality permanent solution. Bath Fitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. So start designing your bath today at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.